Hello, and welcome to Humans of Agape. We are Agape Europe, a community of people who make Jesus known, so lives are changed and Europe is transformed. We want to bring spiritual hope and help to people from all walks of life. I am your host. My name is Jochen Geck. I work in the Berlin City Hub in Germany. And I'm curious to hear about what God is doing across Europe. Usually, this is how all podcast episodes start, but these aren't normal times. So we decided to try something new. Many of us are working from home these days, myself included, so when we're not commuting or traveling, we don't always find the time to listen to longer podcast episodes, but we still want to hear about what God is doing. So in this new format, we want to take 10 minutes to share one story, one idea, or one verse that seem relevant for this time. We call it Lockdown Lore. Today, John McNeil, a man who calls himself an Irishman living with the Vikings, and he's also Agape Europe's Digital Strategy Director, he shares about God revealing himself in and through disruption. Here he is.
I am honored to be considered a human of Agape. I've enjoyed the podcasts, and it's great that I can contribute something. My name is John McNeil, happily married to one very beautiful woman, and we live presently in a very soft lockdown in Copenhagen. Whilst we've lived here for the last 4 years, we have had a tradition every Saturday morning, we do a brunch. I love the brunch idea. It's basically a wonderful excuse for a very late breakfast. And at the brunch time, Ruth and I ask each other this one big question every week. What are you learning? It's one of those questions which you love and you hate at the same time. But it's a great question that helps us kind of get to see the thing behind the thing so that we can explore and learn. Otherwise, we just miss the lessons that God has given us. And recently, when Ruth asked me this question, the thing that popped into my head is God reveals himself in the middle of disruptions. And sometimes God causes disruptions to reveal different things in our life. For example, the book of Acts, chapter 13, we see the church at Antioch, the first Gentile church. And one Sunday morning, Saul and Barnabas go to church as normal. Now, it's not online church, it's a proper church. And whilst there, it says that people lay hands on them. I'm not too sure if you are worried that people lay hands on you, but Saul and Barnabas were about to enter into a major set of disruptions in their lives because the church set them apart and sent them out as missionaries into the Gentile world. He went to church and ended up going to Europe with the gospel. For all of those who are LDHR people, this causes some problems because as we look at Acts chapter 13, there was no staff interview, no training, and no MPD, but yet they still went. How did they do that? Well, as I was thinking about this story, I was reading it and having a discussion with the Lord. And for the last year or so, we have been exploring which country would we go to after Denmark. And on our list was perhaps Iceland or Eritrea in the Horn of Africa. And we put this to the Lord, and I was exploring this again with the Lord. And as I was thinking about this Sunday morning, the Lord said very clearly, John, it's not a new country. It's rather a new world. And I knew exactly what the Lord meant, because for the last year, I have been thinking and kind of fighting the Lord on the whole idea that I felt he was asking me to jump into the digital world, the world of digital strategies. And I had a list of reasons why I wouldn't do this or I couldn't do it. But at this moment, this is a pivot moment when the Lord said, not a new country, but rather a new world. So it was interesting that during these disrupting times of the corona crazy, the Lord has used this as a catalyst. And up to that point, I was looking around Europe trying to find someone who could do this job. I was looking to see who I could set apart and platform for this new role. And I felt the Lord say very strongly, John, set yourself apart. And behind that was something which has been bubbling up in my consciousness for the last year is, I think sometimes we keep doing the same things, yet expect different results. Or to put it a bit harder, I keep doing the same ministry activities and expect even better results than I used to get. And I'm just kidding myself. So I felt the Lord challenge me on this, that he was calling me, setting me apart for this new task, and it effectively made for major changes and major disruptions in the life of myself and Ruth. So to compress the story, the disruption, the crazy that has brought into our lives is the Lord was saying, okay, wrap up your affairs living in Birmingham, and I want you to go back to Birmingham to live there. This is the third time that the Lord will have asked me to live with the English. Now, this is a big challenge for me as an Irishman, but clearly I still need to grow in grace. So the Lord has projected me for that. Also, we are very invested in the success and the ongoing fruitfulness of the ministry here in Copenhagen. So we had to press our succession button and activate the succession plan a little bit earlier than we first thought. And God was so gracious. And as God was stirring us through these disruptions, he was stirring other people. And they felt called by God at the same time to move here. So this is a good example, I think, of when God does invite us in to something new, and there is a major disruption to our normal lives, we're challenged to stop doing some good things. So when I jump in to the role of digital strategies, it means I have to say no to continuing working with really great people. It means I have to walk away from good things because God is calling me to something else. It's the age-old thing. Sometimes good can be the enemy of the best, and God was calling me into something new. So I had to stop doing certain activities before I could jump in to start doing some new things. This, in fact, was, as some would say, a charis moment. We don't have too many of these moments with the Lord, but this was one for me. And when I think I dream about digital strategies, the thing that drives me and energizes me for this is I believe strongly that we're going to reach people that no one else is reaching. We've got to do things that no one else is doing. And that means we're going to be forced into new things, learning new skills, and even moving to other places. Slightly different to this is the fact that God also reveals himself in the middle of disruptions. Go back to the life of Paul, Acts chapter 28. Paul is on a boat. He's gone to Rome. He's on a mission. He wants to take the gospel to Caesar. And there is a major disruption in his life. He is literally blown off course and ends up on the island of Malta. Now, I love Malta. I have a lot of Maltese friends. Would not like to think that God wanted to ignore Malta, but Paul did. And Paul's plans were disrupted literally by a storm. He ends up on that island, brings the gospel, and the rest, they say, is history. So we've all had moments of that, and maybe some of us are experiencing these through the corona crisis, where major disruptions are times of darkness, and where is God in the midst of it? And I was reminded that God is right at the center of the crazy, And God is revealing things about himself that he could not do in other ways. Many years ago, when Ruth and I were considering joining the staff of Agape, it was back in Belfast where I was a school teacher. And as we were considering, should we do this or should we remain as teachers, Ruth's mother gave us a little blue book, a little blue notebook. It's 12 by 8 centimeters, small little book. And she said, write everything in this little book that God uses to show you his leading. I remember looking at her thinking, why would we do that? And she smiled and she says, you should not doubt in the dark what God shows you in the light. So the first entry that we wrote in this little book goes back to February 1986. Yep, some of you are thinking, wasn't born then. But however, in 1986, the first entry in this little booklet that we recorded, the leading and the revelation of God in our lives, it reads, the death of Joy, freeing us to go. Joy was our second born daughter. Yes, I have had 5 daughters. One was born prematurely and died at birth. And it is interesting, at that major disruption and time of brokenness, God revealed himself. And that was one of the first things that he caused to show us. I want you to stop what you're doing as teachers in Belfast and join the staff of Agape. So God revealed himself in and through disruptions. That's the bottom line. And my cheeky question I'd like to leave with you guys to consider is, what is the Lord saying to you through these disruptive times?
That was John McNeil. He's Agape Europe's Digital Strategy Director, and he and his wife Ruth are based in Copenhagen, Denmark. Thanks for listening to this episode of Humans of Agape. If you like this podcast, why don't you take a minute and send a message to your friends to recommend it to them? And it would be really helpful if you could share our Instagram stories. Speaking about social media, you can find Agape Europe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or check out our website, agapeeurope.org. I'm Jochen Geck, and this is Humans of Agape. See you next time.